Coming up at the Shawnee Theater of Greene County is Don Negro's Cinderella Waltz, kind of a combination of The Cinderella Story and Beauty and the Beast, directed by Drew Kopis. I'm George Walker, and our guest is the actor who plays Zed the Village Idiot, J. Allen Miller. J. Allen, thanks very much for joining us.
No problem.
Now, you're a veteran now at Shawnee.
Yeah, this is my second year at the Shawnee. I appeared in Our Town last year and served as the props master, and this year I've appeared in a couple shows, and I'm directing the children's theater, so I'm gaining more and more responsibility here at the Shawnee all the time.
Quite a background. Where are you from?
I am from Petersburg, Indiana. Did a lot of theater in Washington, Indiana, and Davies County, so just a few miles away from Greene County.
In the Beauty and the Beast story, the Beast is quite a fearsome character that Beauty only gradually gets to know. Is there a little bit of that in the story of Cinderella Waltz with you as Zed the Village Idiot?
Absolutely. Zed is a character who spends a lot of time in hog troughs around this neighborhood and lives, as he says, in a hole in the woods and is seen very limited basis by the Snow family, and is treated similarly to the Beast. He lives off in the woods, and people are very misunderstood about what he might be.
In the Beauty and the Beast story, and in Cinderella as well, the main female character has a really tough life and really is helped a great deal by the Beast and, of course, Fairy Godmother and now Zed the Village Idiot. Are you halfway between being a Fairy Godmother and a Beast?
Well, I'm in that analogy, I would be entirely the Beast, because our show has a Fairy Godmother as well, Mother Maggie, who actually not only helps Cinderella's character, Rosie, but also my character in realizing what our true selves really are.
We're talking with actor J. Allen Miller about Cinderella Waltz by Don Negro at the Shawnee Theater. You've begun to really pile things upon things here, J. Allen. A fairy godmother, a beast, a show that takes a number of different fairy tales and puts them together. Sounds like there might be an element of wacky craziness in here as well.
There is quite a bit of craziness. The characters, the village idiot, the evil stepmother, the stepsister, and a father who is constantly on a search for his pants. is mixed in with costumes that are all made of garbage and different types of trash and waste, and it is certainly a wacky, zany show.
One person, in fact, even suggested that you folks might be just a little bit Monty Python-esque in this particular production, and I can hear just a little bit of the Python ethos oozing in there.
Yes, there are certainly moments that I think the Monty Python guys would be proud of in this show.
As you're working on this particular production, and you're working with a cast that's had some experience in a number of different shows, how is it getting together with people who, last week we're doing the props, or the week before we're playing perhaps a minor character, and now they're major, or before they were bad, now they're good? Does this take some mental readjustment on the part of a traveling player in a repertory company?
A little bit, but after, it's week eight, and so after we work together, melding all the different roles together becomes just sort of the status quo of our job. For example, Terrence Monty, who everyone saw in The Nerd as Rick Steadman the Nerd, is playing the Fairy Godmother in this particular production, and even the jump from him playing a nerdy man to a fairy godwoman is something that we've all come to be able to handle pretty well in rehearsal.
And I'm sure the audience will be looking forward to it. We've been talking with J. Allen Miller. He's one of the actors who will be appearing in Cinderella Waltz by Don Negro. It opens on Thursday, plays Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8, and Sunday there's a 2 o'clock matinee at the Shawnee Theater. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.